Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Jim Ballard is all over our website. He has so many archives that he's posted with us over the years, interviews that we've enjoyed having with him over the many years he's been part of our community and an outstanding resource, outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's an author extraordinaire, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Mind Like Water, the author of What's the Rush, including the co-author of many, many other books, including a new one that he's got coming up. He's given us a little peek at that we talked about once before, Little Wave and Old Swell. But he's our good friend. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's great to have you here. It's good to have you back, as always, and especially today, because I really am excited about what you want to talk about, because I think what you're going to say, and I'm going to let you introduce it, but I think what you're going to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a small business owner, whether you realize it or not, what Jim is going to talk to you about today, you're already doing, and so why don't we just get good at it? Jim, that's my philosophy.
Well, you know, I really like the way that you said that, because I actually think that as people listen to what we're talking about this morning, they're going to say afterwards, you know, I had no idea, but it was very unplanned. I was driving along in my car, or I just switched on the radio at home, and you know, this was like a coincidence for what's happening in my life. You know, it's one of those serendipitous listening things,
mm-hmm.
And that's of course the subject of our talk this morning. Those little unplanned and seemingly uncaused and unusual and uncanny things that happen with no forethought or planning on our part, and I call them winks,
mm-hmm.
because it's just as if you know, a very loving, divine providence is winking at you when that happens, and reminding you that your life is hallowed with goodness, is in good hands, and that's the reason we call them winks.
Well, and of course, you reminded me about a Squire Rushnell's book, When God Winks.
I love that book, and when Barbara and I came across that book, it was a wink for us, because we'd been using this term winks for a long time, and here it came up in a title. A friend of mine said, "Have you seen this book, When God Winks?" I said, "No. Where do I get that book?" And of course, I've loved that book, and I want to talk about that book this morning. You know, Squire Rushnell's book, When God Winks, is only one of a series of books that have been coming out in the last few years, Jim. I know you know about the books on flow, like you know, the power of flow is one of the best ones. Practical Ways to Transform Your Life with Meaningful Coincidence. That's Charlene Belitz's book. And there's a wonderful book that I love called There Are No Accidents, Synchronicity and the Stories of Our Lives, Robert Hopke. So you can go online and just put in serendipity
synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. Synchronicity is Jung's word. Carl Jung, the great Swiss psychiatrist, made a study of winks. He didn't call them winks in people's lives, but he had many people reporting to him, patients reporting to him about meaningful coincidences, and he called it a principle called acausal orderedness, to be an evidence of a sort of reality behind our reality, that something happens. You know, people always talk about how you're thinking of a song and the radio plays it, or you're thinking of somebody you haven't seen in years and the phone rings and it's them. And so it happens.
By the way, Jim, folks, I want to alert the audience. Acausal orderness, that's going to be on the test at the end of our talk here. So be sure to make a note of that.
That's good.
Jim, one of the things I was going to say is that is that small business owners have synchronicity. They have serendipity. They have these little winks happen all the time.
Absolutely.
And in the early days, though, when they first start running a business, they don't realize what's happening probably, because what happens is we work and we think and we plan and we plot and we and we research and we try to get all the due diligence done. And at some point in time, we actually have to just say, you know what? I'm going to go with what I've got, because if I wait any more, I'll never make this happen. And so we have the faith to go what we got. And sometimes, even though I know you say it's not causal, there's nothing that causes serendipity, I think sometimes taking the exercising your faith can actually cause serendipity. So I don't know if you agree with me about that or not.
I love that idea.
But I also think that sometimes, you know, we take the next step, we exercise our faith and take the next step, and something that we never could see coming, something that all the work that we did was of bare consequence, but this serendipity was a major consequence, and we realized that, you know, that's where the faith comes in, because we're not always in complete control of everything that happens to us.
Well, you know, you're talking about faith not as a kind of control, but as an influencing factor.
Absolutely.
Because when you have that in your heart makes the change. Unknown to you, when you sort of trust, when you say it's out of my hands or I've done all I could, whatever wonderful way you just put it, and then you said you exercise faith. Well, that it's the exercise of that sort of brings on the winks. I'm fond of saying, you know, research shows that people who look for winks always get more of them.
I like that. Say that again. This will be on the test, folks.
Research shows that people who are looking for winks, who are alive and aware, and so when winks happen, they don't miss them, get more winks.
They're expecting serendipity. You know, one of the things we say around here is that there are times when I have to make a trip and I really don't want to go. And I have to remind myself that every time I go somewhere to an event, something good happens from that.
Yes, yes.
And so that's what I meant when I said, I think even though serendipity is outside the causal part of our world, as you indicate, I still think, and I want you to talk about this when we come back, I still think that there are some things we can do besides just expecting them. I think just going places and believing that something good will happen, that has a lot to do with it. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Jim Ballard. He's the author of Mind Like Water. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about our visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim, when's Little Wave and Old Swell going to be available?
Well, it just got a publisher. Congratulations. The publisher is the same publisher that published the When God Winks book. They're called Beyond Words.
Congratulations.
And so it'll probably be almost another year before it's out in that form, illustrated and hardback.
And you're going to launch it on this show, which you really kind of already have. We talked about it a few months ago.
That's right.
But congratulations on that, and we'll all look forward to that, to get when that book comes out. And, Jim, your books are available wherever books are sold, aren't they?
Well, you know, you always say that, but I think people can find them at least online, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Well, just remember the last name is Ballard with two L's, Jim or James, depending on which book you're talking about.
Yeah.
And whatever book has Jim or James Ballard's name on the book, it's a good one. So you want to make sure you check it out. Jim, you said that serendipity or synchronicity is outside of the time space causality universes, but I think that when you said earlier that people who expect winks get more of them. I think that you can cause winks to happen by just being in the marketplace, I call it, by being on the pavement, by getting up, as Woody Allen says, showing up.
Being available.
Making yourself available to the possibilities.
You know, you said something before the break like that, where you said that there's a part of us that is in this. So I don't want people to get the idea, I'm agreeing with you, that you just sit back and wait. It's in the doingness that winks happen for us. And that's why they're so surprising, because we're busy, and then we look over there and we say, hey, I didn't cause that. That's something that that came to me as a gift. And, you know, even in the Bible it says, while I was on the road, God blessed me, or something like that.
Right. So you got to meet the world halfway, don't you?
Sure. Now Rushnell, the author of that wonderful book, When God Winks, has a system. So when people pick that book up, when they look at it, they'll find out that there's a plan that he has, which I can just very briefly mention here.
Okay.
But you got to get into the book to do it. But I love this. He says that if you take sit down with yourself sometime, take a piece of paper, and trace the defining moments or the turning points or the moments of truth in your own life. We've talked about those things on this show before.
The aha moments.
Yeah. And particularly those moments that determined your life, when you met somebody and you later married them, or a job came along sort of unplanned but changed your life, made you, you know, all of a sudden life seemed business as usual, and something happened and you step back and you go, whoa, that's, and it defines you, it speaks to you, and all of us can remember those times. What Rushnell says, if you sit down and you make a list of those moments, they may be just three or five of them in your life, you'll find out in thinking back that there was a wink attached to them. It either initiated the change, or it was there to kind of give you what we could call divine insurance along the way. And that was one of the ways that it said to you, this is the right path to take.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns around and he says, if that's true, if there was a wink, if there was a meaningful coincidence attached to the things that have been the most significant changes in your life and decisions you made and the ways that you went, why couldn't we say that as you look for winks and ask for winks and keep planning to find them, that you can discover a kind of guidance system in your life that's beyond all of the facts collection and rational inferences that you make in normal kind of intelligent straight line thinking. And the reason that I think all of this system applies and pertains to small business owners is that they're very busy people. And mm-hmm. this is a time saver. You know, if there is, as the sages have told us, kind of an intuitional way of tuning in to guidance in your life, why not take it rather than, because it's so quick, it's so immediate that you can get those answers. So I think it's a combination of the things we normally do in our lives to find the ways that we should go, you know, our data collection and all the rest mm-hmm. of it. But a lot of times we don't have time to do that. And this inner way of seeking and following guidance is the other half of the way to be right in your life.
Jim,
because you get that divine assurance as you go along.
That's well said. And folks, I know you're taking all this in, because and Jim, a lot of small business owners are nodding their head right now, because they're already doing that. They might not have realized that they were doing it, you know, as a structured thing, but they are doing it because they take risks and they believe that there's a wink out there, but they might not have been calling it that. But that's just it's part of it is having faith in yourself, and part of it is having faith in what you've already done, and meeting the world halfway. I think that's a lot of what causes winks to come into our lives. And from now on, folks, you're going to be more aware of them, and I predict you're going to have more winks. And all thanks to Jim Ballard. Jim, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Jim. It's always fun.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. That's the most recent one. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with our good friend David Dossie. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Thank you. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.